So, you know, most people, when they listen to my stuff, a lot of them just think I'm just playing a flute or playing some noise or whatever. But you can tell a difference because, so people are looking for truth, right? They're looking for the way, the truth, and the life. And they'll go to these gurus. They might go to Sadhguru, or they might go to some of these New Age people or whatever. But these New Age people, they're just giving you a bunch of fluff, right? Outward show fluff. They're not going to tell you that you're a sinner, your sin stinks to the high heaven, you were born in sin, you're in a death cult, your flesh mind is nothing but sin, contrary to God, and the only way you're going to get out of the matrix is to get born again and renew your mind by faith alone in the finished work of Jesus. Receive Christ into your heart by faith. Because your sin stinks to the high heaven. And so they think that they go and listen like they listen to other people. What's that one lady's name? There's a lot of teachers. There's a lot of teachers up out there that talk a bunch of good talk, but it's fluff. And they never get to the core. And the core is you were born in sin and you're going to meet your maker one day. You're going to meet your maker, the judgment. And the only way you're going to escape the judgment of God is the covering, the blood covering. And you appropriate it by faith. And so they'll come on the channel or they'll come on the website or they'll come around. And they won't stay around long because they might listen to some good stuff or whatever. And then they hear me say, you're born in sin. You know, a lot of these people now, they get mad at stuff that's going on the news, right? Somebody killed their kid or whatever. And they get really upset and mad, which is, you know, understandable. But a lot of times they go to the extreme in anger. And the reason they go to the extreme is because they aborted their own kid. So they're actually, they're trying to repress the fact that they aborted their own child. And so they're mad at somebody else who killed their child, but they forget that they killed their own child. And my point is, that's just one example, and it happens at every level. Usually the reason people get mad and want to hurt somebody else, it's because deep down they're guilty of something that they did that they've repressed. And it's really sad. Let me put this on pause. I need to take a little break here. So yeah, a lot of people get mad at other people's sin or other people's evil, but they forget they were about their own evil. And so instead of them having a broken heart, that the person that was affected, They want to attack, you know. But a lot of that stuff happening on the news and all is to show you a mirror image of yourself. So when you see the sin in somebody else, you have to look at yourself first. There's one judge and there's one lawgiver. And if you think about how really the worst sin is preaching another gospel, so you might see somebody like Joe Rogan or somebody that's popular talk about, why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? Well, Joe, and I'm not even talking about Joe because he doesn't seem to be a judgmental person, but I'm sure he has areas, but everybody does. But why are you, I'm just using that as an example, that personality. Why are they doing this? That's bad. That's evil. And I don't think I've ever heard him say that, but just pick some celebrity or somebody in position of being known. Why are they doing this? And you say, well, Joe or Joanne, why is that upsetting you so bad? I don't know. Did you do something in your past? Did you do something in your past, Joanne, that's repressed and you're mad because you're mad at yourself deep down. Is that what's going on, Joanne? Why are you so mad that this person did this? Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah, it's evil. Yeah, it's bad. But why has it got you bent out of shape so bad? Did you abort your baby when you were younger and you forgot about it and you're really mad at yourself? Why are you mad at that thief that stole that car so much, Joanne? Did you steal something when you were a child? Did you steal something last year that you forgot about, repressed? Joanne, why are you so mad that that guy cheated on his wife? Yeah, that's wrong. Yeah, we know it's wrong. But why has it been? Why does it make you so upset that you go on a rampage about it, or you go on a rant about it so much? Why are you guilty because you cheated on somebody? And it continues on and on and on. The reason I say Joanne because Joe and Ann, that includes everybody, you know. You could say Joe or you could say Ann, but I'm just saying, just a person in general, the reason they go on a rampage, the reason they go on and on, the reason they're so mad at other people who break the law or do whatever, is because deep down they've done it somewhere, some shape. If they really look at their heart, they're guilty. And in order for a person to really get saved, they have to look at their own heart and they have to admit they're just as guilty. They deserve hell. They committed every sin under the sun. If they broke one, they broke them all. And this kind of preaching is not pointing at one group. This is pointing at everybody. And until a person gets a broken heart about their own sin, they can't be saved. They might get a broken heart about other people's sin, but they're just looking at a mirror image of themselves in some way, shape, or form. And so, this is the problem, not only in the USA, but in every society. In every home, every church, every job. This is the problem. Now you have two choices. You just run and hide and you separate yourself and get away from everything as much as possible. Or you jump in and you become a servant. Servant leadership. How many CEOs have read books about servant leadership? Probably zilch. You ask some people who are trying to end up being a leader and they want to be a leader in an organization or something. And they talk to you and they say their goal is to be a manager or a leader or a CEO or somebody in a leadership position, right? And you say, well, how many books have you read about servant leadership? And they'll say, what is that? What is servant leadership? It's exactly what it sounds like. Servant leadership. Leadership as a servant. You lead by example. They won't even know what you're talking about. Now, how greatest among you is a servant? Now, how could somebody go up through the system, through the ranks, through school, through education, and never hear the term servant leadership? And not know that if they're a leader, they lead by example. How could they not know that in a system that's full of information? Because their heart is blinded. If you ask God to give you a new heart, He's going to lead you to the right books, the right people, the right knowledge, the right information. See, the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? So it's blind. So how can God lead you? If God is light and you have a dark heart, how can he lead you? First, he has to show you your sin. Then, once you see that, repent of that, receive Christ, get saved, then he can slowly start to do the transformation process. And that transformation process is not happening in one sitting. It happens over many years. And as you move away from the death cult mindset, it becomes more clear every day, evident and evident more day. As the day approaches, it's more evident that Jesus alone is righteous. It's more evident that without Jesus, everybody's doomed. The earth is doomed. The simulation's doomed. Time is doomed. Everything is doomed without Jesus holding it all together and restoring you. And so whether it's a business, a job, a home, a church, anything, a marriage, kids, everything is doomed unless God steps in and does the work, you know. The only way you're going to save America back to what it should be is to save people, separate themselves. They do right. They become servant leaders. They don't get involved in the world system. And as the world destroys itself, people will try to run to you, the vampire off of you, but you keep the boundaries, you help them, but you keep the boundaries of it. Give them the gospel, give them the good news, and maybe they'll get saved. But the average person is just a vampire. And they're going to tell you what you want to hear. The AI chatbot can tell you what you want to hear. They just listen to your words and just repeat it back. That's what the AI program is. So these AI creatures, these biobots, that don't have the spirit of truth, they have no life. These biobots just tell you what you want to hear. They're just mocking. They're just repeating back what you want to hear because they want to vampire off of your compassion. But give them a few conversations. And they become vampires. Don't get emotionally attached to somebody too fast, and you'll be able to see the vampire versus the one who's real. You'll be able to see the death creature, the cult mindset, versus the life. If you talk to somebody who has life and you say, and they, what you're talking about, what the secrets of life, what are the secrets of life? What do they mean? And you say something to them about dying daily, they'll say, praise God, hallelujah, that's the secret. It's always about taking up your cross, dying daily down here in this place. But if you talk to an AI robot, human, a flesh creature robot, and you say, take up your cross. What do you mean, take up your cross? What are you talking about, dying daily? What do you mean? You crazy. Or they might say, shake their head, yeah. But they have no idea what you're talking about because they can't. how can a human robot who's been trained by the spirit of the age, the air, the program that the devil gives them to rise up in the world, the flesh, and a prior life, how can a human flesh creature who's just a program, walking on a program, a culture program, or a family bloodline program, how can they even understand you when they're just a program? And you're outside the program. You're in Christ, seated in the heavenlies. And you're outside time. You're outside space. You're outside the letter of the law, because the letter killeth. And you're in life. How can they hear you? They can't. So they just, they're people pleasers. They tell you what you want to hear. I would much rather somebody disagree with me and say, I disagree, than just say, yeah, that sounds good, but have no idea what you're talking about. You would much rather have people around you who just are telling the truth, whether they agree or not, you know? I would much rather have somebody who emails me or whatever and disagrees than somebody who just says they agree even though they disagree. In other words, I would rather somebody call me on the phone and say, I've been thinking about what you said, and that just doesn't sound right. And then it's okay, let me think about it and see what your opinion, you know, you weigh the differences. The purpose of differences is to push you higher, both people. That's the purpose of conversation, is to turn you higher. So you would much rather have somebody around you that's not a yes man or a yes person, that always agrees with every little thing. You don't have to agree with everything that somebody says or does or whatever. But at the same time, you have to remember, you don't know all the data points. Only God looks at the heart. Only God knows the heart of man. I might believe that we're in a Genesis 3 repeat, and I really believe that. And it's so obvious, it's not even funny. And I believe that what's happening right now, Genesis 3, Revelation, and everything in between is happening right now. Now, it might not be happening exactly like it is written in the Bible, and it might not have culminated to the end of the age yet, but the same games are being played that were played in Genesis 3. They're played in Revelation. They want to get you to take the mark of the beast, and it might not be the final mark of the beast, but it's a precursor. I've seen them play the game. They'll try to poke you on your arm, or they'll try to put some kind of bracelet on you, try to get you to take some number or some ID. The devil tried to get Eve to eat and drink of the wrong spirit, right? Everybody said Eve had sex with the devil. No, she received the wrong spirit. Spiritual sex. She was in union with the dark side, with the demons, with the devil. She went into union with lies and death and dropped us down into time. And there's your death cult. It's playing out today. People want to be in union with the dark side and not with the light. So just like Genesis is playing out every day, Revelation's playing out every day, even though it hasn't culminated to the ultimate yet, you still see the precogs of Revelation every moment of every day. You actually see it in your own body, your flesh mind versus your spirit mind. You see it in the sky, the night and the day. You see the cycles. You see the cycles of the night and day right above you every day, which points back to Eve, the mother of all living, who dropped us down into time. So the cycles are right in front of you every day. You're inside it. You're enveloped in it. It's like an envelope. You're enveloped in the story of Genesis 3 to Revelation 21, you're in the story of what happened at the fall. And that story started at the lamb slain before the foundation world. So everything is happening right now, and it keeps repeating.